Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm an OCD recovery coach. On this channel, we talk about how to fully recover from OCD. Full recovery is absolutely possible. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can recover too. Today, I wanted to share with you a real life story about rumination and choosing to disregard. So this is personal. This is what happened in our family in the last few months. So, but the story has a point. So when, as you know, I'm Ukrainian. A lot of my relatives live in Kiev. And I don't, but a lot of them do. And when Russia attacked Ukraine, my grandma, who lives in Kiev, was starting to develop insomnia because she couldn't sleep. Because every time she would try to go to sleep, she hears Ukrainians shooting out Russian missiles in midair, and it makes a pop sound, and then the books fall off the shelves. And, you know, I mean, you can imagine the horror of that story. And she just, you know, she jolts, and now the adrenaline spike, cortisol spike, you're awake, right? So, she couldn't sleep. And we're all frantically looking at the news and obsessing, because, I mean, who wouldn't, right? In this situation, trying to figure out what to do. And but she made a choice, right? So this is, I just want you to see how this works in real life, right? So that she made a choice that she is not leaving. And then there was a few kind of reasons for it. The health is not so great, not bad, but not so great. She didn't want to change her lifestyle to the point of moving to a brand new country. You know, she's like, this is my land. I'm staying on my land, you know, as we Ukrainians do, and so on. And she made the choice. And then she said, after a while of going on with this waking up and being scared and going into the bunker and all of that, she's like, you know what? I'm, pardon my language, effing sleeping. And if it happens, it happens. And I'm just going to sleep. And it's so similar to what we are doing here, right? Where we're making a difficult choice to disregard, even though, well, for her, it's a real thing. For you, it's OCD thing, right? But in the person's head, it's the same. It's the, but something bad is going to happen. But your mental health comes first. And you just have to say, you know what? This is a thought number 1 million. You know, and it was the same for her. This is a pop sound number 1 million. I'm going to bed. You know, and I just want you to hold on to that story and try to use that in everyday life. And then as she made that choice, we made personal choices in our family to not watch the news anymore. Don't get crazy. Don't get, you know, overwhelmed with, you know, but bad things are going to happen and all of this. And what do we do? And all of that. We just said, you know what? We have a plan how the family is going to deal with this. And we're just following that plan. And then everybody calmed down. So it's, when stressful situations happen in real life, in OCD and in unexpected triggers, right? Whether OCD or real life, that first second you might react, but then you gotta pull back and say, you know what? Am I really gonna fall for thought number 1 million? Am I really going to do this? And then make the powerful choice to disregard. It's not an easy choice, because you feel uncertain, but you can kind of lean on and a little bit hold on to a little reassurance-y, but you know, it's fine that you're holding on to the fact that it really is thought number 1 million. You know this. This is universal truth. You're, as I always say, your theme has a name. The fact that it has a name already shows that so many people are dealing with the same thing. So if so many people are dealing with the same thing, then what you're experiencing is common. It's not unique. It's not, you are a bad person. Why would I have these thoughts? Why would all these people have these thoughts? Why? Because they all fall into the same theme of OCD. That is why. These thoughts are not yours. They don't belong to you. This is like, I always say this,
like construction noise you're overhearing. Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, it's over there. Yeah, they're drilling all day. But you're going about your day not getting involved in this. And having that stopping point, that no more. I use it, well, this year, I use it literally all the time in my everyday life. Right? News, not watching, choosing to disregard. Something happened because we don't live in Canada anymore. Something happened, choosing to disregard. You know? It's, I mean, with kids yelling, we have two kids. Choosing to disregard, right? It helps to live your life. I can't tell you how much the disregarding, it's literally like you develop a superpower that you feel like, you know, now if any situation comes up, because I always look at it this way, and it might be a little bit morbid for some people, but if this was my last day on earth, would I care about this situation? No. Then why am I caring about it now and spending my time and worrying and stressing? No, so I'm going to choose not to do that. And I can't tell you how much easier it makes life that you're dealing with things factually. Do you need to have a solution for something today? Like you need to, like, for example, like when Russia attacked Ukraine, right? We needed to make choices like who's going where, who's leaving, who's staying, what's going to happen with properties. You know, all of this stuff had to be shuffled around. And a lot of it was very complicated because you have to be there to like pay like bills and stuff like that. But then you're not there. Anyways, it's a whole other story. But some decisions needed to be made and we needed to understand what's happening. But at some point, you got to call it a day and say, at this point, this is not productive anymore. I'm not dealing with this anymore. You know, I've done all I can. Now I'm moving on with other aspects of life. And when you do that, I'm telling you, your whole world opens up. I don't think I get fixated on anything anymore. And even in these kinds of extreme situations that we just know to disregard, to the point where I think I said that in my last video about my personal life, that again, we have kids, 5 and 10, and they know the word, even the 5-year-old knows the word disregard. So it's choose to disregard. Something is, you know, upsetting you, make a choice to disregard. It's not worth your time. We always say this in the family as well. It's not worth your time. And again, it's so much easier to live this way. I hope you find my videos helpful. If you have any questions about anything to do with my personal life, I'm an open book, as you know. So any questions you have, I'm more than willing to answer. Thank you for watching. I'll be back with another video tomorrow. I hope to see you then. Yeah, if you would like to do recovery program, you know, on the, you have OCD.com. See you tomorrow.